There was a song that went, Froggy went a-courtin'. And that doesn't...
He did go a-courtin'.
He did. Oh, you've heard of that? Yeah, and that reminded... Mm-hmm. I guess Froggy also went recording? I don't know.
Froggy went recording, yes. Yes, Froggy went recording. That's the new song.
That's a new
It's
one.
A modern song. It's a modern song for a modern day.
It has a special dance.
Okay. You know, I used to get a shock every time I touched metal.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's stopped now.
Oh, yeah?
I guess I'm ecstatic.
I'm not so much, though, I must say.
Okay. Hey, do you know why Norwegians have to build their own tables?
That's very ancient of the... I don't know why.
No IKEA.
I mean, true. True that.
It's true. It's true. It's true. And finally, you know, Elon Musk recently purchased Twitter. Finally. He finally finalized the purchase of Twitter.
I saw that.
Yes. I hope he never gets caught up in a scandal because Elongate would be really drawn out.
Oh, Elongate. Because it...
Elongate,
okay,
yes.
I get it. That took some time.
Yeah. Do you want to start the show or do you have something you
want
to say before we listen to the music?
I do.
Okay.
I do. So.
Did you get married? You do?
I did.
You do?
Without further ado. No, I was in a furniture store the other day and a salesman said that, you know, looking at this nice sofa, he said this sofa will seat five people without any problems. I'm like, why? Where am I going to find five people without any problems?
Without any problems.
I don't have any clue where I could even find that.
All the people I know have problems.
Yeah,
I know.
In
fact. Yeah. It's like, it's terrible. It's just terrible. Well, the music is playing.
The music.
Let's just get this boat in the water, the train on the tracks, and the show going.
Okay.
I guess.
I'm good with that.
Well, move, bark, fluff, hello, guten tag, and welcome to Barely Furcasting Feature in Tabin. I am Barely Normal, and with me is my flufftacular co-host, Tabin.
Oh.
How the fluff are you, Tabin?
Well, my fluff is spectacular, I guess.
Spectacular? Nice.
I don't
Tectonic
even know.
Tectonic plates?
Yes. Yes. and things are good. Things are good. I've been running around, especially because we were just at Get Out the Float. How are you doing, Barely?
I'm doing good. I'm glad to be home from Get Out the Float. It was amazing how much we did, even though it was a small event, not a con. It was a small event. But
well,
it was just as busy for us.
Uh-huh.
It was just as busy for us at this event as it is at a big con.
Pretty much. It really was. Yeah, we were running around. So what did you think about Get Out the Float? Oh, so for any for that doesn't know, Get Out the Float is an event, but as Beth Nydia, the chair, said in closing ceremony, next Get Out the Float will be a con. They are going to make it an official convention.
Official
next time, so
convention.
That's very exciting.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun. Wallaby suck.
Mm.
Convertal thump.
Convertal thump. Off the rails.
Moo.
Wallaby socks. Moo. All that
left
stuff.
Left shark.
Yes. Left shark.
So what did you think about Get Out the Float? Oh, wait, I was going to say, I didn't even get done saying what I was going to say. So for any further that doesn't know, Get Out the Float was an event that just happened at the time of this recording last week in sunny Seaside, Oregon. And it was a very good time, So Barely, what did you think about Get Out the Float? What were highlights for you and what were lowlights for you?
I would have to say I thought it was a great little event. I have to say the venue is amazing.
Oh, it's at the Seaside Convention Center. Really? Wow, that's a really great place. I liked it.
It's a really great place. It's lots of space, lots of room. The only drawback, of course, is there's no hotel attached to it, which is really not a big deal for us because we have access to a beach house there at Seaside.
So that helps.
To pay those fees. And because there's no hotel attached, even if we stayed in a hotel, we still would have had to have driven to the event because, well, rainy and fursuits and all that stuff.
It's very true.
So,
but, you know, so it'll be a really nice place for like a little, it'll be a small con, obviously, but I think it'll be a really nice place to have a small con at.
Definitely. I mean, they had lots of space that was not used.
Yes,
they had, there was what in that facility, probably 20 panel rooms that could have been utilized for different things.
Yeah.
I mean, there was an entire section off on the mezzanine level that had rooms in it that we didn't use.
I didn't even explore those, but I saw them.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. They were in the dark. They were over in the dark on the far side of the building, but there were still another 5 panel rooms there that could have been used for things. Nice. So,
looking forward to it. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So next time I made the mistake, I'm going to say it's a mistake. I made the mistake of volunteering to be their program coordinator.
So I'm glad you brought that up because I totally forgot. I wanted to ask because at one point Baff was just like, oh yeah, and Barely is our programming coordinator next time.
Yes.
And I thought, okay. So I was thinking, did Barely volunteer? Did he get roped into it? Was there a little bit of both? So what, how'd that happen?
It happened because I chatted with him about different things and they just didn't have time to pull together a program and have different panels and things. And they didn't want a lot of panels because they were an event, not a con.
Right.
So now going with a full con, I said, well, it's fairly easy in my mind to be the program director to get everything squared away. I mean, I even took a picture of the map of the layout of all the rooms. So I have that at my disposal.
And you've had experience doing that type of thing anyway.
Oh, yes. I mean, I ran a nonprofit that had conventions or conferences, which is different than a convention, a conference for 700-800 people. So yeah. I can do this no problem.
For 100 people won't be so bad.
Won't be so bad at all. And it'll be easy to set up. I'm already setting up applications for panels and what you need for the panels. You know, what kind of AV stuff do you need? What kind of setup do you want? So I'm taking all the things I've learned from different conventions that we've gone to, and I'm going to put that in and make it the bestest, easiest way to get a panel in the world.
Nice, nice.
That's
you heard
my
it
goal,
here
anyway.
First, you first. So, so mm-hmm. you basically did volunteer. You were talking and thought, well, I could help with this because I know how to do stuff.
Yeah.
Awesome. So no, I was very happy to hear that. And as soon as he said that, it's like, oh, I'm not worried about anything now.
Yeah. I mean, there was this much room. There's about 3 inches on my plate that I could have filled up with something else. And I chose to fill it up with this.
Nice.
So that's where you are. Yeah. But I did like the venue. I did like it was nice and relaxed. It was, mm-hmm. it was a good time. You got to meet people and chat with people. The problem with being so small was that a lot of people that were there stayed in their own little cliques and they didn't really intermingle.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So with it being a little bit bigger next time, I'm sure the people will intermingle a little bit. And the fursuit parade was awesome out in the public along the promenade. And it was a great day for it. It was sunny and warm, and which is a rarity in October
in Seaside.
At the Oregon coast.
Yep.
Yes. That's
exactly.
The fact that it got sunny that day and it was beautiful. And in fact, you know, Ash Coyote was there filming for her new movie,
The Fandom 2.
Yes. Not The Phantom 2, but The Fandom 2.
The Fandom 2.
Yes. So, and this was her first outing to get footage.
Oh, this was the first one. Nice. Very, very, very nice.
Yeah.
And
fact,
you know,
she even has a coming attraction published already.
Oh, yeah. She has a trailer.
You're featured prominently in that. Yes.
Yeah. So for all you first, go to her Twitter, Ash Coyote's Twitter. She already posted a trailer for The Fandom 2. And I am actually, she caught me at the very, very, very end of the trailer. So you can see me at the end of the trailer. And I think there's a little bit of a TikTok muzz in there too at the very end.
There's a TikTok muzz in there, and there's a rain raccoon muzz in there, and an Orville. They're all in the trailer.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Not in the trailer.
So. Yeah. No, I mean, so since they're all in the trailer, that means that they are enjoying their park. I don't know what I'm trying to do with.
Sure. Once again, ladies and furs, he's reaching. He got his stepladder out.
I don't think I quite grabbed it there even.
No.
I don't.
he got out his stepladder because he never knew his real ladder.
I never knew my real ladder.
Got it right there. So what did you think of the event?
The event. I thought it was good. I had a lot of good, a very good time. As you say, it was very, I thought I would have a lot more downtime than I did. And I was actually kind of worried about that. It's like, you know, because Tatsu, my hubby, was there. And I was like, well, I hope he's going to like enjoy it. And there's not like, hope there's things for him to do. But actually, we all, you know, filled up the time pretty well. And of course, part of the reason was that we had, like, as far as events go, we were the majority of anything happening. I mean, there's a fursuit parade. I ended up running fursuit games. We did the podcast live. I had my Weird Al thing and my story time. And so that's like all the events that happened, that was it. And so yes, that kind of that was- made it a little, and then I was in opening ceremony and closing ceremony and everything. So that kind of made things, filled up the time for us pretty well. So that was useful.
And plus you're all your rehearsing and things like that for your various panels. And so that's that right. took up yeah. time.
That's right.
So as much, we thought we were going to have way more downtime, but as per usual, we did not.
But it was overall, I had a really good time. I'm really glad we all went. It was really great to spend time with you and Rain and Orville and everything. And then just hang out in a nice
And it was nice having Tatsu there too.
And yeah. Tatsu, it was great. Yeah, it was actually great to hang out with my husband too. That's great. Mm-hmm. It was a really good time. I'm really looking forward to the next time.
Yes.
Which we don't Indeed. Know if it'll be next year or in 2024. Baff is still working on details. So for any fur, just keep in mind, Get Out the Float will be coming. There'll be another one. We're just not sure when. But yeah,
well,
really good stuff.
I'm gonna work with Baff on that and see if I can't pull some weight on getting the place when he wants
true.
It. So,
yes.
Yeah.
So what time of year do you think would September be better just for better weather or
September? Yeah. It's always going to be nicer in September in Seaside, but there is so many events going on in Seaside in September
already
that it's hard to get time. Oh yeah. There's a lot going on in September because a lot of folks like to have their events in September because the weather is fairly predictable and it usually is in the mid 60s, low 70s and sunny during the September. Yeah. So that's also
it's nice places that way all summer long, huh?
Pretty much. Yeah. And then, but September also has, I think that's when they have the Miss America or Miss Oregon pageant.
Oh, really?
Like that.
Oh.
Yeah. So, okay. And then there's a car and bike show that goes on during September. So there's a lot of stuff that goes on in September.
Well, 2023, I'm hoping I don't have to skip a year. I hope your weight
hope so.
Will help yep. 2023 happen. But yeah, overall, really, really good stuff. I was really happy with how my Weird Al thing went. So all you furs, I just posted it today. So whenever you listen to this,
it's up there on your YouTube channel.
If you go to my YouTube channel, which is Tabin Pup, I posted the Tabin Sings Weird Al thing that I did. And it was a lot of fun. It turned out really well. I didn't like forget all my words or anything. And the little interactions in between the songs, I was watching it and it's like, everything was really good. Like people were funny and stuff. It was,
I know.
It's really good.
I love the fact that I walked in my Kigu and you said, do you need a seat? And I'm like, no, it's me. And you're like, oh, it's you. Okay.
I saw that again today. And I was like, oh, wait, do we need bring in a seat for you? Like you said, and it's like, and you looked around and I pointed at you
like,
again.
Who are you
like,
looking?
No, yeah, you do need a seat. And then you took your Kigu head off and it's like, oh, no, you don't need, it's barely, everyone say hi to barely. no, I did that. I totally did that. That was good.
Yep. So the past today, I have nothing.
Before
have you got
we
anything?
Do that. I have one more thing. I have a thing to say.
Okay. Let me hear your thing.
Well, actually, two things. So, you know, I've mentioned before and read to you a few. You had one job calendar.
Yes.
And so two notable things recently. One was from earlier this month. There's a picture of a sandwich and, you know, it has a little label on it and stuff. And the label says the sandwich is a roast beef and criminalized onion relish.
Criminalized.
Onion relish. And the little caption says, you're under arrest for being too delicious. But I thought that was fun.
That is funny.
And another one from the Halloweens was, you know, it's in a big, you know, costume shop and everything. There's this big ghost. It's not a costume, but it's a big ghost-like decoration. And little letters are hanging down on the bottom. And it's supposed to say boo, B-O-O, in big letters. But but the person that had one job, the second letter, they put another B. So it's Bob. I don't know, the friendly Bob. Ghost. That was cute. It's very cute.
That is cute. That's very cute.
And the and in fact, the caption says, Casper's unpopular brother, Bob, never really caught on with the fans. So
unpopular brother, Bob.
Anyway, I thought that was cute. I had to share it with all you furs.
Share it all. Like Geritol.
I was just going, there's got to be something. There's something there. I know there's something there.
There is something there. So I have nothing for the past today. Do you have anything for the past today?
I also do not have a past. So as we say, we just fluffed into existence and here we are.
Yes. All right. Well, then let's get to That's Just Stupid.
Before we do.
Yes.
I would like to say that the other day I was at the airport. And there's a woman that was completely passed out on the baggage carousel thingy. But it's okay. It turns out that she's coming around slowly now. Okay. So speaking of stupid. Okay.
Are you stupid or something?
Stupid is, stupid does, sir.
Speaking of stupid, all right, and now...
I just have a picture of her. She's coming around slowly.
She's coming around slowly. Yes,
oh, my. Right.
So the litter box thing, yes, it is still in the news.
The cow.
Right, it has migrated to Canada now.
Oh, my... this is, like, getting way out of posse. Like, this is...
It's way out there. And, you know, the Canadian, and the same thing. Parents are saying to the school boards, this is happening, this is happening. And the school boards are saying, no, it's not.
I cannot believe this.
And in America, the hoax has taken a turn to violence.
What?
Parents are getting violent at school board meetings when the school boards are telling the parents it's not a thing. In fact, at a Colorado school board meeting recently, a parent assaulted a board member because they said it wasn't a thing.
I think this person has, like, something in their subconscious that they're like, no, I want it to be seen. I'm secretly a furry. I secretly want to do my thing in a litter box. And so they're mad because someone's saying it's not a thing. I don't get this.
I don't know. And yet, you know, and they're saying, well, our kids have pictures of the furries at the school.
Well, yeah,
and the media consistently. And the media says that they have, but the media says we can't show the pictures because of the rights of the child. So, okay, if you have pictures of them in a fursuit, being a furry, using a litter box, you can't tell who the kid is, so why can't you show us the picture to prove that this is happening?
There's a little bit of a conundrum there.
There's a little bit of a disconnect there and a little bit of a contradiction. So I think this is going to get even worse before it blows over.
I think we're going to next week tune in all you furs next week and make predictions as to if we're going to be talking about the stupid litter box again.
We're going to be talking about the stupid litter box for the next millennium.
Oh,
I think.
My,
it's just terrible. All right. For some reason, I'm losing my voice and I don't know why.
Is it because you swallowed the butterfly?
With the candy man. Oh, no.
I don't know why I said that.
I don't know.
That.
Maybe it's because I haven't talked much. I don't know. So next up in That's Just Stupid, a Chinese lottery winner didn't want his family to know he won the lottery in China.
That's selfish.
So he donned a mascot costume for the picture.
I'm looking at the picture now, and when I first saw this picture, I thought it was like this crazy mascot thing handing the winner a check, but no. It's the other way around.
A lottery winner in China donned a mascot costume to claim his $30.6 million lottery prize in order to keep his wife and children from finding out about the prize.
So there's a lot to unpack here, actually.
Exactly. The man, identified only by his pseudonym Lee, said he has been playing the lottery for about 10 years and normally uses the same numbers. I'm not going to read the numbers off, but spent $11 recently to buy 40 tickets bearing his lucky numbers for the same drawing and each ticket ended up winning $765,000 for a total of $30.6 million.
Wow, that's not
bad. And he showed up wearing his bright yellow cartoon mascot costume. Now, this is funny because if his family knows that he wears this mascot costume,
it's not
why
really
would they know that it's him? I mean, come on.
This is kind of like the whole taking a picture of the kid thing. Come on.
That's dad's mascot costume. Then he's getting a lottery ticket. Hooray.
Yay, dad. So dad comes home like, how'd you find out? Well.
Right. So he said, I have not told my wife or children because I'm concerned that they might feel superior to other people and will not work or study hard in the future.
A.K.A. I want the money for myself.
For myself. That's right. Yes. Now, if the next story we have is about the Sacramento Kings, which is a sports team, and they have a new way to celebrate their wins. And it's a big purple laser type thing that shoots up into the sky. Now, they won against Charlotte recently in Charlotte.
Oh.
And so the purple light was shown over Sacramento, which prompted lots of calls about aliens.
Oh.
Because lots of people thought that the purple light in the sky was an alien.
Does your head hurt? Mm-hmm. My head hurts just a tiny bit.
Right? It's like, oh, look, there's a laser in the sky. It must be aliens.
It's a laser. More accurately is that there's like this big, huge kitty that's going to like pounce and run after the laser as opposed to all these aliens that are...
Exactly. Yes, a very big kitty, yes. And the FDA recently has warned not to cook your chicken in NyQuil.
Huh?
So my head is hurting a little bit more. I think you're going to have to explain this. What? So say that again?
See, the FDA, the Federal Drug Administration, has warned not to cook your chicken in NyQuil.
So they had to actually like go out and warn this. How did they broadcast this important message?
Because there was a TikTok challenge to cook your chicken in NyQuil.
Oh, my cow. And,
right. They were calling it Sleepy Chicken. The Sleepy Chicken NyQuil Challenge. And a number
mixed
of videos
with a
challenge people.
A bit of Tide Pods, maybe.
Right, and then poop in a litter box.
Exactly. It's like an obstacle course. You have to do one thing and then the other.
The other. It's like, so the FDA has said boiling medicine such as NyQuil can make it more concentrated and changes its properties in other ways that can make it poisonous.
Okay.
Do not do this.
Good to know. I was just about to do that actually, so I'm glad you let me know.
Yeah, don't cook your chicken in NyQuil. And in fact, inhaling the medication's vapors could actually damage your lungs permanently to the point where you can't breathe and you might die. So, please don't cook your chicken in NyQuil. And that is all that I found for stupid news this week.
Stupid is, stupid does, sir.
You know, I think I figured out why it's actually okay to cook your chicken in NyQuil and inhale the fumes. And if you do that and your lungs do start like collapsing or whatever, all you have to do is inject yourself with some Lysol and everything's okay. I mean, come
right?
on.
And drink some bleach. You'll be
drink
fine.
Drink some bleach. You know, do the cocktail mix. And everything's fine. That's so true. So, you know, speaking of stupid.
Public service announcement. Do not inject yourself with Lysol and do not drink bleach.
In case you didn't. And you don't need to inject yourself with horse tranquilizer or whatever that
no,
was either.
No, you do don't, not. You do not. No.
In case, I mean, it's been a few years, but in case someone didn't get the message, don't.
Don't. Just don't.
So speaking of stupid, I want to tell you a very stupid joke that I made up today.
Oh, another Tabin joke.
Another Tabin.
Brace just yourself,
today.
Folks. Here it comes.
Just like
here
an hour ago. So it turns out that when you express your opinions of a standard football quarterback, you have commentary. I feel like I might have to explain that. I wondered because Terry Bradshaw is a famous former football quarterback. So if you express your opinions of a standard football quarterback, you have a common Terry.
Oh, because he's standard. Gotcha. Yeah,
and
okay.
It's stupid. Mm-hmm. It's, but I made that up, and I thought I would share it with all you first.
Well, that reminds me of the story about the Potato King and the Potato Queen.
Oh, yeah?
And they had a daughter, the Potato Princess.
I know where going. I know where this is going.
And
they were
the princess fell in love with a newsman.
Oh, yeah.
And she wanted to get married to the newsman.
Yeah.
And the king said, no, you can't because he's a commentator.
Yes, that's exactly. Oh, I was rooting. You saw me rooting for you there.
You were rooting. Rooting tooting. It was a rooting tooting show. All right.
Oh, my cow. That was.
So, Tabin. Hi. That was a long. It was a very old joke. It's a very fourth grade joke. So, you know, he's a commentator. Commentator. I know. We had to run. Why don't you tell us what you've been watching?
Oh, me first. Okay. It's actually not very exciting because of Get Out the Float and everything. I've been very busy running around and stuff. I continue watching South Park for Lunchies and Ephesians and Leviticus.
The book of the Ephesians, yes.
And Leviticus. And
have you ever read Leviticus? It's so weird.
I have, actually.
That's
I don't
so
remember
weird.
Much about it, but it's weird now. Oh, so all you first, challenge to you first, read Leviticus and write in and let us know what you think about the biblical book of Leviticus.
Leviticus, yes.
I love how we just got a challenge out of that. So we finished season 5 of Cobra Kai. It was actually a really, really good season finale, that episode. So any further that likes Cobra Kai, the only spoiler I'll give you about season 5 was, I really like season 5, but the spoiler I'll give you is that the finale is actually really, really good. But that's the only spoiler I'll give you about that. But that's all I've been watching.
So is that the season finale or the series finale?
It's the season finale. I don't know if there's going to be a season 6. I think that by how season 5 ended, there could be, but I haven't seen any announcement. I'm hoping there is. But
all right.
We'll see. We shall see.
Well, yes. Well, you know, last, and that's all you've been watching? That's it?
It's been so busy. That's all we've been doing. Yeah.
All right. Well, you know, last weekend was Halloween, so I had to watch It's the Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown.
Yes, that is you did. Yes, you did.
Can I have an extra piece of candy for my stupid brother? He couldn't come with us because he's sitting in a pumpkin patch waiting for the great pumpkin. It's so embarrassing to have to ask for something extra for that blockhead Linus. I got 5 pieces of candy. I got a chocolate bar.
I got a quarter.
I got a rock.
Gee, I got a candy bar.
Boy, I got 3 cookies.
Hey, I got a package of gum.
I got a rock.
Trick or treat.
I got a popcorn ball.
I got a fudge ball.
I got a pack of gum.
I got a rock.
Every year I have to watch it. Kind of like at Christmas time, I have to watch the reindeer one. Rudolph, the reindeer run.
Which one was that? The reindeer.
The reindeer thing movie thingamajig, the stop action. Yes. I also watched a few episodes on Netflix of Guillermo del Toro's Cabinet of Curiosities.
Wow, I have not heard of that curiosity. What is that about?
So it's a series of short 1-hour shows.
Seriously?
that were written by Guillermo del Toro, which of course is their horror type shows.
Oh.
And he has different directors come in and do the show. And each one is its own little story. And it's actually very, very good.
Oh.
I have to say. Yeah.
And it's Netflix, he said.
It's Netflix, yep. So
I'll have to write that down. Maybe check that out. Sounds fun. Yep.
Guillermo del Toro's Cabinet of Curiosities. I watched the first episode of the new Interview with the Vampire remake on AMC Plus.
Oh, how is that?
It's actually very good. It's very more intellectual than the movie.
Oh,
and it's a series, and each episode is like 90 minutes long. So these are these are like feature length.
You don't just sit down for lunchies and you watch it.
No. This is and it's very, like I said, very intellectual, very cerebral. So you really have to pay attention to what's going on. It's something that you have to be engaged in. Now, I read all the books.
You already knew.
So I know the storyline. And this is, while they've taken some artistic liberties with the storyline, they did a very good job. And it's Anne Rice approved. So, you know.
She actually said, yeah, this is good.
Yeah, she didn't approve the movie. In fact, backstory, the movie Interview with the Vampire, she did not want Tom Cruise to play the vampire Lestat.
I was just going to say, because Tom Cruise and everything, and it's like she wanted that, right? But no, she didn't want that.
No, she did not want Tom Cruise
at
all.
What was her beef with Tom Cruise?
Well, she said that he was not the way the character was supposed to be. And then when they signed him on, of course, she had already given the rights to the studio to make the movie.
So they could do whatever they wanted.
They could do whatever they want. She did not retain the rights to have creative input. So she did not endorse the movie.
She's been fuming for like 20 years or something.
Right. Yeah, she's been stewing. So there we go. Let's see. What else did I watch? I watched another episode of Samurai Rabbit.
Oh, nice. Which episode did you watch?
Oh, the one where he's finally being trained by...
The eagle thing.
The big eagle thing. Yeah.
I thought
it was really cute when she's like, nope, we have to pick this up. We don't want to make litter. And she's like picking up everything, coming back and picking up something else. Well, that's just terrible.
That's just terrible.
So I thought that was kind of cute.
Yeah.
I'm caught up on Star Trek Lower Decks also, which is the cartoon show from Star Trek.
Still doing pretty good?
Yeah. Yeah. It's very good. And that is everything that I've been watching. It's a lot.
How did you get all that in with Get Out of the Float and everything?
Well, you know, it was, well, for Halloween was Monday. And so watching a lot of this stuff, on, especially the horror type stuff, waiting for little trick-or-treaters to come to the door. I was just sitting there watching these creepy little things. And then I also discovered that there is a new, I haven't watched it yet. Do you remember in the 80s, there was a show called Creepshow?
I remember I've heard of that. Yes, on Showtime. Yeah. That's right. I was going to say either HBO or Showtime.
It was on Showtime. They remade it. They brought it. They've made new stories.
Is that the one with the Crypt Master?
No, that was Tales from the Crypt.
This is Creepshow. No, that was HBO. That's why I got messed up. I do remember hearing about Creepshow, though. Yes.
And so they brought it back and they have a new series. And the comic book has been around all this time anyway. So they've got lots of material to use. So
maybe next week we'll hear about that.
Maybe. Yeah. And that's what I've been watching and doing for the media.
Do you get many trick-or-treaters?
4.
Ask me how many I got.
How many trick-or-treaters did you get?
Zero.
That's
the way we like it. We like turn off the lights and hide in the downstairs and we avoid.
Well, I mean, you do have a creepy house on the hill, so it's kids probably won't come up there.
Well,
anyway,
and that's what we're thinking. Like, it's a long driveway. They're not going to want to, like, why do I want to work and like go up that driveway? And lose all those calories. I mean, I'll get them back by eating the candy, but I don't want to do that. So
yeah. I mean, if you ever really want to embrace Halloween, you could, you know, if it was a nice day, you could sit down at the end and hand out candy. You'd be a big hit. I mean, everybody would love you because the big
there's a big doggy on Halloween.
Yes.
It's true.
Yeah.
Pros and cons to
pros
that.
Pros and cons, but it was awful stormy on Halloween night. I mean, it was raining crazy.
Really happened because down here it wasn't raining too bad, so it must have been a localized endeavor.
Must have been localized. Well, about 6 o'clock, I was sitting, and I thought there was an explosion outside, but it turns out it was thunder.
Oh,
I mean, it literally rattled the windows. It must have burst right over my house. But I was what the hell was that?
But you still have a house, so that I still
have a house, so I'm good. Yeah. So
okay.
Furries in the news. We already talked about Ash. That was going to be my whole thing about furries in the news.
Oh, and so we already talked about it.
We already did it at the beginning. We were so excited about the fandom. So, Ash Coyote, you're one of our favorite furs.
Yay. She's very nice. So, all you furs, we got to meet Ash Coyote. She's very, very, she's very, very nice. And she's a lot of fun. She was on our live, I mentioned we did a live podcast at Get Out the Float, and we had her up there and as one of the guests, and that was nice. And if we're lucky, we'll have her on the show as an guest spot.
Oh yes, I'm working on that. She wants to interview us for the movie.
Oh okay.
And when she does that, we will interview her for our podcast at the same time.
That's very efficient.
Very efficient. It will be a long recording session, but it will be
efficient.
Absolutely. Or fishing, whatever. So how about we play a little of this or that?
How about if we that or this on the cow with the fluff? What's going on? I don't have any idea.
I don't know. We'll play a little of this or that, and then we'll talk about upcoming events. How does that sound to you, pup?
That sounds wonder pup.
Okay, and I also want to mention the live broadcast will be out. People have listened to this now. If they've listened to last week's episode, it was live from Get Out the Float. And the video portion of that is on YouTube as well. So you can actually see everybody there.
Barely's YouTube, and you can actually see it.
Yes.
Nice.
One of those things. Yes. All right. So this or that, would you rather be 17 years old forever or 70 years old forever?
17. Because, I mean, that's even, you know, that's what, 11 years away from me anyway. So that's 70. I can't even imagine. That's amazing. I'll just go with 17.
17. All right. Now, I don't think I've ever I have seen your handwriting, but would you rather have messy handwriting that everyone can read or beautiful, gorgeous handwriting, but no one can read it?
Which does raise a bunch of questions, but
yes, if it's beautiful and gorgeous, why can't you read it?
That is the main question in my mind.
Exactly.
I'll go with the beautiful stuff and then just teach everyone how to read it. How's that?
Very perfect. That's a good idea. Hey, would you rather write books or make movies?
Oh, and I'm muted. Wow, a lot of things just happened. All of a sudden, I got muted and video off all at the same time. But here I am back. This is so exciting, apparently. I think I would rather do the movie thing.
I think so, too.
Yeah,
nice. You're very photogenic.
I do the best I can.
I
am a pup.
You're very pretty. You're a pretty pup.
Oh, you are. You just earned another 50. Now you earned another 60 hugs.
Oh, 60 hugs.
Next time I see you. So,
okay.
All you furs out there, Barely and I have been like, we know each other well enough that Barely knows exactly how to make me wag and say what I want to hear. He does a pretty good job of it, too.
Oh, yes. All right. Would you rather play a character you hate in a movie you love or a character you love in a movie you hate?
I knew that. I think I'll do the character I love in a movie I hate, and maybe that will help me grow to be okay with the movie.
Absolutely, it would.
It's kind
grow.
of It's kind of along the lines of the whole like handwriting thing. It's like, well, if you have beautiful handwriting, maybe you can help people learn to read it. At the same time, if I love the character, maybe I can learn to accept how much it is horrible.
Sure. Okay. Okay. And finally, I have to ask you, would you rather start every sentence with hashtag Tabin, hashtag barely, hashtag I want to go out? Yes. Or LOL. LOL, that's so cute. LOL. Oh,
what kind of question LOL. Is this?
Yep.
Oh, I feel if I did the hashtag thing, I would be like trying to meme and be really annoying. So I'll just go with the LOL thing.
All right. Well, LOL from Tabin's.
LOL.
LOL from Tabin. Okay. Well, let's take us up to upcoming events. We have a couple.
Furries in the News. Okay, I got it in. Okay.
Well, there you go. Furries in the News. Yes. Well, do that as upcoming events.
Upcoming events.
There we go. All right. So in Belgium, November 9th through the 13th, which is next weekend, we have Fluf. And the way it's spelled is F-L-U mit der Umlaut. U mit der Umlaut. So that's two U's with the umlauts. F-F-F. So it's Fluf.
That reminds me of the Louis C.K. skit where he's talking about how you can name your kids anything these days. It's like Bing Singleton. And it's like 40 F's. That's all you have to do. And
that's 40 F's.
Then just 40 F's. Then he goes on to say, I'd love to, you know, name my kid one day, ladies and gentlemen. And then I can go, when he's getting out of hand, I say, ladies and gentlemen, please.
Yeah, well, he's not a good person now anyway. So even though he was funny from a point, but
at least we have the 40 F's to
that's right.
Go back to. Grab on with pausies to the 40 F's.
40 F's. Anyway, that's coming up 9th through the 13th in the Bedford Hotel and Congress Center in Brussels, Belgium. Don't sprout.
Don't sprout it out.
Don't sprout in Brussels. No. Okay. Also, the weekend of the 11th through the 14th in Sandy Glade Holiday Park.
Sandy Glade Holiday Sauce.
In Burnham by the Sea, or Burnham on Sea, not by the sea, but on sea. So I don't know whether it's floating on the sea in the UK. Is Furcation.
If you see, oh no, if you, no, I see UK. Do you know? So, do you know how in Alabama,
yes,
you know, and you see a little thing slithering along, do you know how you know it's a snake?
How do you know it's a snake in Alabama?
MR snakes. CMBDIs?
CMBDI.
CMBDI. It's all letters. D-I's. It's all,
I know.
Oh, my cow. Okay, anyway, hi.
Hey, Tabin, why did the pirate never learn his alphabet?
Because he always got lost at sea.
Oh, yes, he did. All right. That's all the furry events we have coming up. Do you have some math for us this week?
I do. I have something.
Oh, hooray. You prepared.
I actually did prepare. So I am ready for my fruit because I prepared.
So,
I think I actually like this.
Okay.
So do
I need paper and pencil?
You do, actually.
Okay,
you
know, well.
You see, all you
I know you so well.
We talked about this. So this is a kind of akin to, do you remember the, it all comes back to nine thing, if you add up all the numbers and it keeps adding them out. It's not that, but it's kind of related to that somehow. So this is a divisibility by seven trick. So it's, look, given any number, this is a way to find out if it's divisible by seven. Besides pulling out a calculator and finding out if it's divisible by seven.
Yes. Well, everything's divisible by seven. It just might not be a whole number.
Might not be a whole number. Exactly. Try this.
Okay.
Take number 434.
All right.
Okay. Split off the last digit. So you're left with 43 and a 4.
Okay.
Take that split off digit, the 4, multiply by 5, and add what you the other part that split off.
So multiply 4 by 5 is 20.
Yep.
And add 43.
Add the 43, which is counterintuitive. Why am I doing this again? But yeah, do that.
Okay.
And so what do you get?
63.
Is that divisible by 7?
I don't know. Is it?
Oh, barely.
I don't know.
What's 9 times 7?
63.
Yeah.
Okay. Well.
Okay. So.
I could never do math in my head.
In a prelude to this, you have to know your multiply by 7 tables.
I know. I never memorized my multiplication tables.
So
I got beat so many times by the nuns when I was growing up because I could not memorize my multiplication tables, except for 11. That was easy. And 10. 10 was easy.
10 was easy. Yes. Okay. So, yes, 63 is divisible by 7.
Okay.
7 times 9 is 63. So because of that, 434 is divisible by 7.
Oh, okay.
So the thing is, this is a procedure.
Why do you have to multiply it by 5?
Because that's how the math works. I mean, so this is not actually hard to prove that if you do this procedure where you break off the last digit, multiply that digit by 5 and add it to what's left, if what's left over is divisible by 7, then your original number is divisible by 7. And it works the other way. If what you get after the process is not divisible by 7, then the original number is not divisible by 7.
Okay, so let me just throw a random number out. So if I do 527, so I would split off, so I'd have 52, and 7 times 5 is 35, plus 52 is 87. That is not divisible by 7. So therefore, 527 is not divisible by 7.
Exactly. And in fact, if you do, and I just did this just to see, if you take 527 divided by 7, you get 75.2857.
Blah. Well, there you go. Well, you had a calculator. You cheater. Cheater.
I can't do that in my head. But
I had paper. Wait, no, wait a minute. Now you gave me a hard time for not doing it in my head.
No, I had paper and pen. I was verifying the result that indeed it's not divisible by 7.
Oh, okay. I was verifying. Gotcha.
So you can also do like bigger numbers, like 6,468. Try that.
6,000. What, say that again?
6,468.
And 68. So we have 646. And then we break off the 8 times 5, that's 40, plus 646. Now, I could use the other math where I put the dots next to things, but I won't do that.
Throwback to.
So that gives me 686, which I know is not divisible by 7 because it's got a 6 at the end.
Well,
no, that's not right.
No, but but you could do it again now. So take the 686 and try it again.
Okay, so 686, split that off, that's 68. 6 times 7, or 6 times 5 is 30. So that's 98. So it's 98 divisible by 7.
Well, try it again.
218. It's not.
Well, I don't know. Try taking 98 and doing the trick.
So 98 and doing the trick.
Yeah. Two digits number.
So,
dun, dun, dun.
So 9. 8 times 5 is 40, and 9 is 49. Wow, it is divisible by 7.
It is.
Because 49 is 7 times 7 is 49. Hey, I knew that one.
Very, very good. Yeah, and I mean, just to, like, you know, prove it to yourself to make sure that, yes, indeed. I mean, if you take 6,468 divided by 7, you get 924. So, yes, it works. Now, what's kind of fun is a question. So you got 49 at the end and like, well, what if you didn't know? Well, what if you did that with 49? Let's see what you get.
Ooh, 49. So 49, you split, you have 4 and 9 times 5 is 45 and 4 is, it's still 49.
So you get a loop. So
you get, it's like,
This is why you have to know your multiplication tables of 7 up to like 10, or else,
you're going to know.
But it's really a cool, interesting thing, and it's proven by like basic, like you don't need any hardcore math or anything. It's just like arithmetic. You can prove it by just writing out what it means to be numbers and stuff. And so all you first, if you want to try and prove it for yourself, go ahead and try and prove it. And it'll be good. And if any fur can't do it, and if any fur is actually interested, write in and let us know. And then I will talk through the proof on the show. But I doubt anyone's going to do that because no one cares. But I'm just offering it out there. I will do that for you.
Oh, the furs care. They just don't care enough.
They just don't care.
Just send in a message.
Send a message. I have to,
they listen to it.
To do that. I don't want to do that.
They do it, and then they're like, oh, yeah, that works. Okay, yeah, good.
Okay, yeah. Fine, great. But anyway, so that's my math for the week, and I thought that was actually pretty interesting.
So a fur sent me a message, a DM, and wanted to know if you could explain on the podcast how an abacus works.
Wow. Some fur actually asked you that?
Yes.
And then wanted me to, yes. Oh, wow.
Yes.
Wow. That I will, off the top of my head, I don't know, but let me look into that and
research it out.
And on for the past today, next time, I will explain and let you first know. That's exciting. I'm really excited for ask you a question to ask me.
Yes. He says, I was embarrassed. Well, they said, I'm embarrassed to ask Tabin, but I'll ask you and you can ask him.
Okay.
Would you please ask him how an abacus works? I was like, sure. Okay.
Okay.
Because I don't know how an abacus works.
Off the top of my head, either do I. It's magic little beads, as far as I know.
I watch the little Chinamans on movies go click, 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 and they do complex math with an abacus.
There's actually a lot of, and a slide rule tool, but even abacus, you can do like lots of things that you couldn't imagine. On Agrosuco, the big piggy manager guy that's in charge of the thing, he uses an abacus to do everything. Even though they have computers and stuff, he insists on using an abacus to do like all the stuff. But he's really good at it. His little piggy hooves just move him around really, really fast, and he's good at it. Mm-hmm. But
yeah, I've watched people use those. I'm like, oh my god, that's. How do you even know?
They can get really good at this stuff. Yeah. I mean, it's amazing. It's really insane.
It's insane. It's insane. Well, you know what? That brings us to the end of our show.
Oh, my cow.
Right?
It just snuck
I thought it was going to be a short show, but we managed to fill up an entire hour again.
Hey. it happens. Well,
it happens.
I mean, it's like, you know, it's like every time... Well, get out the float. At closing ceremonies, you might remember Baff gave me the microphone on stage there. And I said, you know, this happens at cons and things where some fur gives me a microphone on stage. And I'm like, don't do that. But they do, because then I just talk about random things that are stupid. And that's how this episode ended up being an hour instead of 2 minutes.
And, you know, and as soon as they handed you the microphone, I was standing next to your husband, Tatsu, and he looked at me and says, haven't they learned
apparently
not to give him a microphone? Yes.
I mean, it's very true. It's so true. But there it is.
It's very true. It's very true. And even though I just saw you a few days ago in person, it's been great to have you here to see you again.
Yay.
And no, it's easy, it's fun, it's always fun to be with you on this. I'm so happy to report that no squirrels were harmed in the recording of this episode.
That is true.
Just in case. Yes. Yeah. So until next time, I say Mubark Fluff, stay furry. Tabin, get us the fluff out of here.
I say unmute the microphone and then hide my face. I just hit the button that makes my video away, and now we can't see my muzz. And now my muzz is back. Look, there it is. My nose is right here. And anyway, yes, now that we're back, hi. And now I say, hey, it was great to hang out with all you furs again this week to bark at you. I hope you had a really great time hanging out with us once again this week. It's been a great time. It's been a good time. Just like Barely said, it's always good to do this. So I guess all I have to say is I hope you furs out there are having a good time. I hope you furs will listen to me. Us bark at you next week, and until then, I say moo bark fluff.
Bark, bark.
Stay furry, bark.
Barely Furcasting is an Injured Nerve Studio production and is found on all major podcast platforms, or can be heard directly at barelyfurcasting.com. The opinions expressed here are those of the hosts and their guests, and no commercial compensation was granted. The Furcast is produced, recorded and directed by Barely Normal, aka Mike Began, and is edited by Barely and our associate editor Rain Raccoon. Opening and closing theme music, as well as some interstitial music, was created for Injured Nerves Productions for the use on the podcast by Reg Day with Damian Tanuki. If you would like to hear more music by Reg Day, you can search for Tweezerbeak on Bandcamp or Hoop Loop Tunes on SoundCloud. Other interstitial and background music by Shane Ivers through SilvermanSound.com, Gator Tots on SoundCloud.com, and the YouTube Free Is Library. Social media presences is maintained by Ziggy the Mean Weasel. Transformation Station is written and directed by Lux Operon with Rain Raccoon and is edited by Rain Raccoon. If you would like to send us a message, you can do so via email at barelyfurcasting@gmail.com or on our Telegram chat at BFFTChat, on Twitter, on our Facebook page, or on the barelyfurcasting.com webpage. You can help support the show through donations at ko-fi.com/barelyfurcasting or through Patreon at patreon.com/barelyfurcasting. Thanks for listening. We hope you come back and listen next week.